Sagt der Heilige Mischte weiter, man sagt das Pchairis, Perig Dalet, Mischna Aleph. This Mishnah, we're going to learn that it's usher for Yisrael to give his pchar, meaning a behemoth pchar, to a kayin as soon as it's born. Rather, he has to take care of it for a while before he gives it to the kayin. But for how long? Frek the Mishnah. Once again, Masechet Pchairis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. At kama Yisrael chayavan lehitapel bepchar. How long does the Yisrael have to work with the pchar, be busy with the pchar, and to raise it before he gives it to the kayin? Zak the Mishnah bebehema daka, like sheep and goats, at shloshim yayin, until 30 days after they're born. Ubagasa, by a large behema, like a cow, chamishim yayin, 50 days. This is learned from psukim, like the Batanura explains. Some say the psukim are just in the smachtas, just the remes. And basically the Tanakama holds, look, you have to give it over b'derech kavod. And when the baby is first born, it requires a lot of help by the farmer. So it learns a little bit how to take care of itself. Even though the mother helps it, but the farmer helps along as well. So you want to give it to the b'chara when it's already somewhat ready. Rabbi Yossi also holds you can't give it right away, but he says the other way around. Bidaka, by the behemoth daka, like the sheep and the goats, shlosh chadashim, 3 months. Not 30 days, but 3 months. Why? Because it has small and thin teeth, it really can't eat grass. And if it's not going to be together with its mother, it's going to die. So you have to wait at least 30 days before you give it to the kayin. It needs to be 30 days together with its mother. If, says the Mishnah Vayter, Amalei HaKayin, the kayin says to the Baalim, to the Yisrael, B'toich Manzeh, within this time period, listen, Tenayuli, give it to me, I'll deal with it. There is a law Yitnulai. You still should not give it to him. Why not? If it's done for the good of the kayin, and the kayin says, I want it now. Zak de Batanur, look, let's say the yid has to work with this animal for 50 days before he gives it to the kayin. If the kayin's going to say, give it to me earlier, you know what it's like? It's as if he's making a deal with the person. Instead of you yid working so hard for 50 days, I'll do the work, but give it to me, not to a different kayin. Now there's a halacha, a kayin is not supposed to help out on the threshing floor so that you give him the trumas. Because after all, the yid has to give the truma to the kayin, but he decides which kayin. So there's a concern that the kayin is going to come work so that you give it to him. So in effect, you're not really giving it to the kayin, you're paying him for his work. And that's what we're scared of over here as well. By the kayin saying, give it to me, don't worry. Don't worry about the 50-day working with it. So the yid says, Machai, I don't have to work with it for 50 days. What the kayin is really doing is he's saying, I'll do the work for you if you give it to me. That's the same as the kayin is helping out on the threshing floor on the condition to get the truma. Where, by the way, the halach is if the kayin alevi does help out on the threshing floor, you're not supposed to give him the truma si maestras. Now, let's say the par is a balmum, and the kayin says, give it to me now. Zok the mishalai to imhaya balmum. It had a blemish, which means he could shecht it right away and eat it. And omalai, and the kayin says to the Yisrael, why are you working with it? Just tenly give it to me, shechlena, I could shecht it and eat it. Mutter, so it's mutter. In that case, you can, because that doesn't give the appearance of a kayin amesiyeh bebeis agranes, of a kayin that's helping out on the threshing floor. The kayin isn't saying, I'll do the work for you. The kayin is saying the work is not necessary. Let me just shecht it and eat it. For that matter, says the Mishnah Vayter, imayu tamim, the animal was not a balmum, but it was a tamim, roi lakrova, and it's in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where you could be makrovit. So here too, Amalei, the kayin says to the Yisrael, don't bother working with it. Tenly, just give it to me. Shakriven, I should be able to be makrovit. Here too, it's not necessary to hold on to it according to the amount of time the Mishnah says you have to hold on to it, because the kayin wants to shecht it. There's no point in doing it. He's not saying, I'm going to do the work for you. He's saying the work isn't necessary. Of course, this is only during the times that there's a Beis HaMikdash and the animal is a tamim, which is roi for hakrova. During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the kohen could be makriv, the pchar, in the Beis HaMikdash 8 days after it's born. You have to wait at least 8 days, that's what the pasuk says. And afterwards he eats the basar. So if after 8 days he wants to take the pchar to be makrivit, the Baalim can give it to him. And finally the Mishnah concludes, a pchar nechol shana b'shchana. Pchar has to be eaten year by year. In other words, within the first year. So what does year by year mean? What does the Mishnah just say, within the first year? The answer is the Mishnah is using the Lashon of the Pasuk. like we're soon going to see. And then this is true, that it should be eaten during the first year, whether it's a tamim, and you're going to be makrivit, bain, balmum, whether it's bismanazen, it's a balmum, and you have to shecht it and eat it also within the first year. How do I know that? Shenema, because the pasuk says, lefnei Hashem lekacha techalenu, shana bishana, for Hashem, you shall eat it year by year. The year starts, by the way, from the time that the p'char is allowed to be shechted. So if it's a p'char tam that can be offered on the mizbeach, you have to eat it within a year of its eighth day. In other words, on the time it becomes fit to be a carbon. P'char with a mum, on the other hand, which can be shechted right away, has to be shechted within a year of the day that it was born. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah, that's Perik Dalud Mishnah Aleph, that a b'char behemoth should not be given by the Bailam to the kohen as soon as it's born. It has to be given to him in b'derech kavod, b'derech gedula. You work with it a little bit, then give it to the kohen. By behemoth daka, like sheep and goats, hold on to it for 30 days. By behemoth gasa, like a cow, 50 days. B'yaisi says by behemoth daka, 3 months, because it can't eat grass yet. Its teeth are very shvach, very thin, and it needs its mother. If a kohen says to the Yisrael, within this time period, give it to me, it's okay, don't worry, I'll do the work, you don't give it to him. Because what, in fact, may be happening is, the kohen is saying, I want you to give this b'char to me, not to a different kohen. So, I'm willing to work for it. Instead of you working the amount of time you have to work with it, I'll work with it. That's like a kohen that's helping out on the threshing floors, which you can't do. But if it was a bal mum, and the kohen says, please give it to me, because I want to shecht it and eat it right away, it's mutter. During the times of the Beis HaMikdash, also, if it was a tamim, and the kohen says, I want to be makrivit right away, then you give it to him. And then we learned in the Mishnah that a b'char is eaten shana b'shana, that means within its first year. If it's a tamim, that means within a year of when it becomes roy for a carbon, that's after it turns 8 days old. If it's a balmum, from the time that it's born, as the pasuk says, of Nei Hashem lekacha techalenu, shana b'shana.